tell us what you did in Jordan and what happened.
I went out there to DJ this thing called Project Peace. It was like a peace festival they had out there.
Yeah.
All these different rap groups, Arab rap groups from everywhere. R&B singer Mastari.
Did you work with them on anything?
I kind of just DJed the show, and then I DJed the set for what they call it, Eccentric, the Nomad, and this kid Narcy.
Okay. So you were just DJing. I thought maybe you hooked up afterwards, like they produced some joints for some cats up over there.
Not out there, no.
Okay. All right, man. You know Snoop's album just came out, and I heard that. That song you did, Crazy, shit was tight, man. How was that, making that beat? Like, how did Snoop choose just that beat? Like, I heard he's real picky with beats.
Yeah, he's picky. I mean, you know, just because we're friends, I mean, he automatically is just going to use his friends to get on the album, you know what I mean? He's still got to be competitive. And you can't be mad at him for that, you know?
Yeah.
Just like if he's rapping on something that I'm doing, and it don't sound right, I'm going to tell him, hey, it don't sound right. Tell me, hey, that shit don't sound right. So.
Right.
So, you know, I gave him a couple of other songs, and he didn't really use them. And then when we got to that one, I told him, all right, look, I got one for you that I know you're gonna love.
Yeah.
And I sent it over to him, and then the next thing I heard, he had did a song to it. I came in the studio one day, and he was like, listen to this, and he played it for me, and I was like, oh, that's it, that's a hit.
Damn. What happened to that song that was supposed to be on Cali as Active, but it had Nate Dogg on the hook that didn't make it?
Which one?
You told me last time that there was a song you did that had Nate Dogg on the hook. And
oh, Nate Dogg and B-Real? Nate Dogg and B-Real, it's called Get In My Car, yeah.
Okay, do you know where that will end up?
I have no idea, I don't know, we'll see.
Okay. Because everybody was like, oh, that's the song Crazy. They thought that was it.
Nah, that's a brand new song that me and Nate Dogg did.
Okay.
And, he gave it to Snoop. Snoop was like,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah. When can fans expect your album, the compilation, The Atoms, to come out?
You know, man, I've been working on it, and every time I try a song for it, I end up having to give the songs away to somebody. So I keep pushing it back. But what I'm doing is I got a couple of my solo artists that I'm putting together. So once I get their records and stuff, you know, and get the sound together with their project, then I'm gonna really start digging in and working on it. Because you know, I'd rather have a couple of artists come off of it rather than just be all well-known artists.
Yeah.
It's going to be coming pretty soon. I hope to have it have something out by the summertime.
Tight. Can you tell us about the songs you produce on Corrupt's upcoming album and the group album you're doing with Corrupt?
The Corrupt album, we started working on it. Me and him been working on it. He's been in the middle of him doing movies. He's been doing a couple of movies and shit.
Oh.
So, but me and him have been, he just moved down the street from me, so that's perfect. He's over at my house, like, but every morning he's not shooting his movie. He's at my house early in the morning, and we're just working like how we did on the other two albums. He just comes over, and
Right. Either
I play him some beats that I've been working on, or I just cook one up for him from scratch right there, and we just work on it together. He'll bust a verse, and then after he does his verse, I'll be like, yeah, that shit sounds cool. Let me add something. Let me do a change or whatever. So he's been working on it. Shit's been real banging, man.
Tell them about that group you told me last time.
Yeah, we got a little group, too, that we were doing. But it's more like a pet project album.
Okay.
We're calling it the, what the fuck did he say he wanted to call it?
Shit.
He said he called it, not the Untouchables,
you're going to have to get back on me on that one.
Yeah, he called it the, I'll tell you right now. Operatives.
Okay.
The Operatives, yeah.
Operatives.
Yeah, The Operatives.
The Streets is a Mother album. You know, how does that compare to, like, working with Corrupt now these days?
How does it compare to working with him now?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same. Because he's grown and I've grown. So, you know, he's grown. He's he's grown as a person, and his skills have advanced, and you know my skills have advanced. So this is going to be a reflection of that. It's still going to be the same flavor. You know, we ain't going to be trying to. We don't chase what's going on the radio. We don't chase trends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, tight.
We ain't going to be trying to. Oh, that's hot. The down south bass shit is hot. Let's do that shit. We don't do that. We do what we do. You know what I mean? We do our music that we like, and try to keep stay ahead of the curve and do something that the fans love and that we love too at the same time. So.
Alright. What's the name of your production company and what artists are you developing right now?
Well, I'm starting a label. It's called Maestro Records.
What's it called?
Maestro.
Maestro, okay.
And I got a couple of artists that I'm working with. I can't really say their names because they're in
contracts?
Yeah, I got a couple of artists that I'm working with, man. Couple of R&B singers, I got a couple rappers that I'm working with, and I don't really want to say their names because we're in the middle of negotiating their deal, so
okay.
You know how motherfuckers can hate and come in and try to swoop up on them. So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They'll be hearing about them soon. I'll be putting out a press release. You guys will hear it first on deadsoon.com. You know that.
Alright, man, appreciate that.
You know it's going to be some dang shit.
Can you give any advice to upcoming producers that are trying to get into the game, like really work it?
I try to tell everybody the same thing, man. You know, get your equipment and know your shit. You know, learn everything you can about music and the sound, and make as many beats as you can. Don't make shit that sounds like everybody else's shit. Don't make shit that sounds like shit that's out there on the on the radio. You know, it's cool to like be influenced by somebody, because everybody was influenced by somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I had my influences, and my influences had theirs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's cool if, like, you're making beats and you like the Neptunes or you like Rick Rock or you like, whoever.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of that flavor in your shit, but at the same time, you got to keep your shit original, make sure it don't sound like nobody else's shit, and just make a lot of beats, man. Make them out and give them out to as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Just try to network and get your beats out there, you know what I mean?
All
right. You get paid to give out CDs. Yeah, give them out, man.
Okay. And what equipment did you buy recently for the studio?
I just recently got one of the Mini Moves. Patties is a pretty fat. Called the Mini Moves Little Fatty.
Okay.
Pretty good little keyboard. It's made by Move. You know, they all this shit is classic.
Right.
Limited edition type of shit.
And do you work on a Macintosh or a PC? Alright. What's a typical day like for you? Like when you're in the studio and shit, and then what you do?
Man, I get up and check all my emails and get on the phone with my lawyers or my business manager and make sure everything's going cool and get them on the right track for the day.
Alright.
Then I go into my lab, man, and just whatever, listen to music, listen to records that I bought when I was on the road DJing or whatever. Listen to some songs, play some guitar, whatever, play some keyboard, DJ,
okay.
Scratch, whatever, man. All
right.
Sample some new drum sounds, just being there working, To me, working ain't necessarily actually making the beat. A lot of it is research, too, and getting inspired by something.
Right.
So, just being in that zone, just in the studio, fucking with my keyboard and finding some sounds on the keyboard that I like and messing with guitar pedals and messing with different guitar sounds. Just experimenting in the studio, man.
Fred, have you ever considered writing some form of tutorial book or DVD based on hip-hop production?
No. I mean, I never really thought about it because I don't think it's a good idea, really, for somebody to watch it. It's cool to watch somebody do their shit, but what happens is if I make a tutorial showing people how to make beats, that might not be necessarily the right way for them. You know what I'm saying? That shit gotta come out from inside of you. You gotta learn that for your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you see somebody doing it, you're gonna be like, oh man, I gotta do it that way because it's successful for him and making money doing it. So. I'm going to do it just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel it.
Whereas, where it's just more creative for you to be more creative on your own. And, you know, it's cool to learn a little something here and there from, you know, little techniques and stuff. But to actually make a DEP tutorial to actually show, I don't think it would be a good idea. I mean, I never thought. I did think about doing a, I am doing actually a DVD called Chairman of the Board.
Okay, tell us about that.
It's a DVD about producers, like the history of producers, hip hop producers.
Try it.
Like from, you know, the Bomb Squad, the Marley Marl.
Yeah.
The Neptunes, the, you know, Dre, DJ Pooh, and Quick, and, you know, all them people like that, and DJ Muggs, and with a little bit of. With a little bit of the old school producers, little Quincy Jones. So,
oh.
You know, you can figure, you know, so you can see, like, the transition that rap music made and how producers from back in the days and production now is so different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And do you have them speaking on the DVD, like, or is it just them working in the studio?
Yeah, all that. I'm going to have interviews with all the producers and everything.
When can we expect that in the stores?
Probably won't be out
until
probably next year.
All
right.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of hip hop producers recently just submit, like, have a couple tracks on an artist's album and shit. But do you have any artists in mind that one day you will just sit down and do an entire LP with, besides your artists?
Besides Corrupt?
No, I mean, besides the artists that are signed to your label and stuff.
I think that's the best way to make records, actually.
Could you do one with Corrupt, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Corrupt, that's what we're doing with Corrupt. You know, I'm doing most of the music, and me and him him and Snoop are actually overseeing it, you know what I mean?
Tight.
But most of the, you know, why his records were successful was because one producer or two producers overseen the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it was Dad, Superfly, or me.
Okay, man. What's up with Nico's upcoming album? Because I know you're real good friends with him. Can you shed some light on his project?
Nico's just getting his business paperwork together with his new label, and he should be on his way, man. He's just waiting for all that to happen. In between him working on 1,000 projects he'd be working on at the same time, you know. Nico's a self-sustained artist, so he don't really, you know, he don't need to do an album for everybody to keep up with him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He's always got shit coming out, whether it's on other people's shit or not. But he's always out there in the limelight. So I know people are anticipating.
Yeah, a lot of people are anticipating.
He's a perfectionist too, when it comes from the music to the business. So he wants to make sure everything is right and all his situations are all clear and all right. So
right.
He comes out, so he'll be out there pretty soon, man.
What does it take for an artist to impress you?
Yeah, I mean, I come across a lot of rappers, you know, rappers, you hit me up on MySpace, and, you know, I try
yeah.
to, when I'm out, if somebody gives me a CD, I try to listen to them, I try to listen to them all, because I know when I was first coming up, I like people to listen to my shit and give me a critique of my shit.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much shit out there, it's just hard to, you know, you can't listen to everything, you can't meet with everybody, you mean everybody can make a hit record, you know, everybody's
yeah.
got one hit record, it's just a matter of, you know, some stuff is good, but some stuff ain't what I like, or some stuff ain't what I'm looking for, or some stuff is just, you know,
I feel you on that.
Doesn't go with what I'm doing at the time. So, you know, I like to listen to everybody's shit, and, you know, and I try to listen as much music as possible, because you never know who the new kid is going to be on the block. So, you know, you got to always keep your ears open.
Yeah. And you know, you told me last time that you're working with, like, not just hip-hop artists, but, like, Britney Spears and stuff like that. Can you tell us about those parts?
I'm working on Britney Spears' album, Hillary Duff, doing some pop records with them, you know what I'm saying? There's some other artists, too, that I got contracts with that I can't disclose that I'm working with them, but, yeah, I'm doing some pop records, and, you know, Hillary Duff shit is coming out banging, Britney Spears shit. We did like 2-3 songs. All of them are coming out real banging.
What kind of sound does she have on the album?
It's just it's like up-tempo gangster shit.
Real shit.
Yeah, so it's banging, man. She's letting the producers be creative. So I know J.R. Rodham did a song with her too. So she's getting some of that West Coast flavor on her.
Good. And What about 50s record? You got some on there too?
No, not yet. I sent over a couple beats for him, but I got to send over something else. You know, 50, he's particular because each album of his has a certain atmosphere he's trying to create. So
yeah,
he's looking for that specific shit. But what it is once I send him a few, and he kind of tells me which ones he likes, he kind of likes them, then I know what direction he's going in.
Okay.
I'm cooking up something for him.
And you know, there's been a rumor on our forum that you co-produced or gave the beat skeleton to that track Lightspeed on Dre's Chronic. Is there any truth to that?
Nah, that's not true at all.
Okay. And to end the interview, I just wanted you to tell the fans about that time you were flying with Snoop and the aircraft ran out of gas.
He just called me one day and was like, "Hey man, what are you doing today?" I was like, "Man, I ain't doing shit." He was like, "All right, well, I'm going to come pick you up. We're going to go to Canada." I'm like, "Canada?" He's like, "Yeah, we're going to go shoot up my video for that one song he had, Smooth Dog." So we got on the fucking plane, me and him, and just like 2-3 security. We was on a private jet, flying and shit. In more ways than one, too.
Damn.
And fucking all of a sudden, the plane landed. I'm like, "Damn, that was fast. We landed and shit. We didn't get out the plane. Like, what in the hell?" This don't look like no Canada and shit.
Shit.
I was like, "Man, this is Tahoe, man. We ran out of gas. We had to stop and get some gas." I was like, "Oh my God."
Shit.